Okay, hi everyone. This is Shira Shante, relationship artist. And I am blessing God's people. I'm here tonight or today, whenever you're watching this. I have like a new setup, so forgive the lapse in me saying anything. Hope you're still here with me. And so I'm trying something new. I am working on doing my podcast live. So let's see how it goes. Here we go. Hi, y'all. This is Shira Shante, relationship artist. Blessing God's people here with Relationship Rock. We are building relationships that last. Where I spend some time talking to you about how to heal broken relationships, reach your dream relationship, and create healthy, growing relationships. So let's get started with today's song. So today on Relationship Rock, it's been a while. It's been a while. Oh my God. There's been so much happening. I'm like bursting, like I want to burst because I have so much to share. But I just was, I needed to spend some time alone and just think about everything God has done in my life since the December of 2020. Just so much. I'm here back with Relationship Rock. I love this podcast. I've been doing this podcast for some time off. And so if you're listening, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining. And tonight I just want to talk about love. I want to talk about God. God is love. And there's so much hate going on in the world today, it seems like. We have the war in Israel and just things happening that are just atrocious from one human being to the other. Am I looking at the camera? Sorry if I'm not. I'm trying to like look at like signals and things like that. So I'll look at the camera. Sorry. And so I just want to share a little bit of a song I wrote. Usually I share a poem and we just talk about the words in the poem. So I'm going to share a song and then we'll talk about the words in the song and see what we can learn about love tonight. And perhaps we can remedy some of the hate in the world with love. So here we go. If I see someone in need and I close my heart, do I really know love or do I really know God? If my heart condemns me, well, God is greater than my heart. Thank you. it's love. How can I love God, whom I've never seen, and hate my brother I see every day? There's no fear in love. Perfect love has no fear. I love God. God is love. God is love. There's no one above him. God is love. Awesome. Okay, so this song comes from a scripture in a Bible, and it's 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. Let me see if I can find it here. And let's just have some love. Can we just have some love? Can we just be loving? Okay, 1 John chapter 4. Verse 8, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Hello? Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. And so if I see someone in need and I close my heart, do I really know love? Do I really know God? Well, according to 1 John 4:8. No. If I do not love, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. And then it goes on to say in verse 9, and this, the love of God, was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Ooh, I really like this. Let's go back to 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Let us love one another. That's what I want. It's like, come on. Oh my God. I don't even watch the news, but I hear things, you know, when things are really, really bad, of course, you're going to hear about it. People talk about it. And it's just so heartbreaking. So some things I just don't even, I just try my best not to watch any news. So I just want to encourage you to love, to be loving. It's so easy to hate. It's so easy to hate in this world and this time we're living in. Jesus said the love will grow cold in the time that we're in because of lawlessness. Love will grow cold. So the way I see that is because there's so much violence against humanity, human against human, this one against that one, that people will just deal with it by closing their heart. And so that's how love grows cold, when we close our heart. Sure, it's like a form of protection, and but it's not very efficient. You know, if you want to love, if you want to be loving, if you want to know God, because God is love. And so if you want to know God, you have to love. And loving is also a way to know that you do know God. So that's really it. This is like my first show in a while, and I just wanted to come on and talk about this song. We'll continue. We'll do a part two with God is Love. And I think I may have this song on my website already, but if you go to shirashante.com, I'll make a post about it. You can read about more about love and be encouraged. shirashante.com, shirashante.com. I encourage you to visit and be blessed. Oh yes, that's what I wanted to talk about. So I don't know if you've watched Relationship Rock before or listened, because I didn't stream it before. My mandate, what I was doing is healing hearts through the arts and helping God's people with relationships. So God told me in 2010 to help people with relationships. And so that's what I've been doing. And recently, when I was at church, I was at church one Sunday, and I went to the altar. You know, I like going to the altar. Whenever there's an altar call, I'm like, yes, it's me, Lord. It's me standing in the need of prayer, Lord. It's me. I just want to like go to the altar, because I feel like, I mean, I just need God so much. And so there was an altar call, and I went, and the Lord told me he said, bless my people. And so that's my new mandate. And that's why I say, I'm blessing God's people with music, art, and poetry. That's what I use. That's what the gifts he gave me, to bless his people. And so are you a person of God? Are you a people of God? Well, if you are, according to 1 John 4:8, this is how we know. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. So there you go. That's the truth. So once again, visit shirashante.com. I'll have a blog post, something for you to ingest, digest, to help you continue to be loving and spread love in this world. And remember to love God, love you, and love people. Bye-bye.